Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about the longevity products, the longevity business, health challenges you or a loved one needs help with, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. Ari Hoffman will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about vaccine mandates. Ari is a political commentator. He's the associate editor and Seattle correspondent for the Post-Millennial. He's the host of the Ari Hoffman Show on KVI in Seattle, Washington, and he's got an interesting take on mandates. We will talk to Ari Hoffman at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products right off the websites. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business selling longevity products, being part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business, which is blowing up right in front of our eyes as people become more and more hip to nutritional supplementation and the importance of nutritional supplementation for good health. You can be part of the movement. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. If you are in the Longmont or Boulder or Denver area, I will be doing a talk for my friend Farmer Glenn, who has been on the program previously. Farmer Glenn is an organic farmer. I'll be doing a talk this afternoon, or this evening at 6 p.m. The address is 10880 Oxford Road in Longmont, Colorado. I'm not sure the zip code, actually, but you can call 868-4859 for more information. 303-868-4859. 303-868-4859. There's going to be a whole bunch of speakers there. Marvin Ropp will be there. He's a former Navy SEAL and a big-time longevity distributor. He's going to be talking about mineral deficiencies. Mary Lucero is going to be on. We'll be at the we'll be doing a talk. She's going to be she's a systems biologist. She's going to be talking about systems biology, healthy food systems, and I, of course, will be talking about my favorite subject, which is nutritional supplementation. It goes on this weekend. Actually, it starts this evening, and I'll be the first speaker, 6 p.m., 10880 Oxford Road, Longmont, Colorado. If you're in the area, hope to see you there. And Ari Hoffman, bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls here in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So, We're going to talk about the skin. I've been talking about the skin now for a little bit, the very misunderstood organ that we all seem to have a love-hate relationship with. Many people hate their skin, hate their skincare, but we love our skin. We want our skin to look beautiful. But the problem is we don't really understand our skin because appearances are misleading. The skin is an organ of the body, but it doesn't look like an organ. So we don't treat it like an organ. We just rub stuff on and hope for the best. That's what I call rub stuff on, hope for the best strategy. And that's how most of us take care of our skin. We don't really understand what we're doing. We don't understand how our products are working. We don't understand what a product is. We don't understand what our skin is. So it should come as no surprise that we're not happy with our skin or our skin care. So the first thing we want to understand is that appearances are deceiving. The skin is an organ and it is layered. It is stratified. It is like lasagna or baklava. It has multiple layers. And these layers are incredibly thin. In fact, all the layers of the skin put together have the thickness of about 10 or 11 pieces of notebook paper. It's thicker in some areas, like the soles of the feet and the upper back. It's thinner in other areas, like the eyelids or the smile lines. They call them the nasal labial folds, which are right where you smile and the sides of your mouth. There are three main layers to the skin that make up these 10 or 11 pieces of notebook paper, and each one of these layers plays a different role, and they're all important. The uppermost layer is the one that we see. It's around as thick as about a tenth of a piece of notebook paper. At least on the face, it's about as thick as a one-tenth of a piece of notebook paper. It's called the stratum corneum, the SC. And in addition to being a very functional barrier to water loss, that's its main role, is to keep water from evaporating out. God forbid if you get burnt, if you have third-degree burns, you can go to the burn ward. They'll put Vaseline on you because without a stratum corneum barrier, you're at risk of drying out. You're at risk of dehydrating to death. And that, in fact, is one of the ways, it's the main way we die from burns. We dehydrate because we lose that water barrier. So in burn wards, which are horrific places, the patients are all coated with an occlusive barrier. Occlusion is to cover up. This occlusive barrier is usually something like Vaseline, petroleum jelly, which still to this day is recommended by healthcare professionals as a moisturizer. The theory being you'll trap water, you'll support the barrier. Very bad theory, not a good idea. We'll talk about why it's counterproductive to put stuff on top of the skin to moisturize it or to keep to trap water, and this is what most of us do. It's counterproductive. Doesn't work. Not only doesn't work, it actually makes things worse. We'll be talking about that, why you never want to use a moisturizing cream. How you like that? Does that freak anybody out? Of course, if you've heard me speak before, you know I've said that many times. I just find that astounding that we all use moisturizing creams and it haven't dawned on us that they're not helping us. So anyway, the stratum corneum serves as a barrier to water loss. It's also a mechanical block to toxins and irritants and fungus and bacteria. Without that stratum corneum barrier, the living tissue underneath the dead tissue, the stratum corneum's dead tissue, would be susceptible to all kinds of things, infections and mechanical damage and poisoning, etc. This stratum corneum, which in Latin means hard layer, strata means layer, cornea means hard, this hard layer gets its name from the rugged, resilient, robust proteins that make up its bulk. These proteins are generically known as keratin, just like your fingernail. In essence, you have a thin coating of fingernail on the surface of your skin. And this thin coating of fingernail makes up about 70% or so of the stratum corneum. It's basically the same material that not only makes your fingernails, it makes deer antlers and rhinoceros horns and the hooves of horses and giraffes and pigs and goats and sheep and other hoofed animals. And this keratin, the same molecular structure, the stuff that makes a horse's hoof, is found inside the cells that make up the stratum corneum. These cells are not living. They're like bags of keratin. They're bags of hard protein. And these cells make up the bulk of the stratum corneum. So just picture this hard layer is made up largely of cellular carcasses. Bags of fingernail, literally bags of keratin, bags of fingernail-like material, bags of hoof-like material. And these, they're called corneocytes, these cells. Corneum means hard, site means cell. These corneocytes are the remnants of living cells that began their lives at the lower levels of the skin. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. The lower levels of the skin are where the viable, that means living cells, live. That's really important because that's where you got to be with your skincare products if you're going to make a change. You can't be at the stratum corneum. That stuff's dead. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We shall return right after this.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. All our lines are open, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you, 844-236-6010. Let us help you out. If you have longevity questions, questions about the longevity business, I will be doing a talk for my friend Farmer Glenn today at 6 p.m. I'll be on at 6 p.m. I think the event starts at 5 p.m., if I'm not mistaken. There's going to be seven speakers. I will be the first speaker, and I'll be this tonight.
6 p.m., 10880 Oxford Road in Longmont. You can call 303-868-4859 if you have questions, 303-868-4859. If you're in the Longmont, Boulder, Denver area, love to see you out there at Farmer Glenn's Farm, Organic Farm. Farmer Glenn's been a guest on the program. He's a good friend of mine. I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully we'll see you there. Ari Hoffman coming up at the bottom of the hour, host of the Ari Hoffman Show on 570 KVI in Seattle, Washington, and also correspondent for the Post-Millennial. Ari is a political commentator. He's been on the Glenn Beck Show, the Dr. Drew Show, Como News. He's been on a Como News documentary, pretty well known in the Washington state area. And we're going to be talking about mandates, the mandates, vaccine mandates. And I think I know what Ari's take on that. You guys know what my take is on that. I don't want to get too political, but I think it's kind of it's an interesting and timely topic. We'll talk to Ari Hoffman at the bottom of the hour. And if we have calls, we'll get to your calls in this segment, 844-236-6010. So, the skin, the body's largest organ. And it is indeed an organ, even though it doesn't look like one. If we really thought of it like an organ, we say it's the body's largest organ, we would be treating it a lot more differently and with a lot more care, and we'd be paying attention to what we're putting on our skin. It always, just as a lover of the skin, as a student of the skin, it always just amazes me that we can rub stuff on and not even know what we're rubbing on this precious organ that we all love. We can just rub it on and not even look at the ingredients on what we're rubbing on. It just amazes me. And it's just the end result of this kind of mass delusion or mass ignorance that we have about this thing called the body's largest organ. If you have a skin problem, you have an organ problem. If you have an organ problem, you have a body problem. If you have a body problem, you got to take care of your body. That's how you treat your skin if you're dealing with a health challenge, whether it's eczema, psoriasis, whatever. Reading from the journal Dermatology, comorbidities in patients with prurigo and pruritus. Pru, P-R-U, in front of a word means itching. Prurigo is itchy spots. Pruritus is itchy skin. Comorbidity is the key word here. Comorbidity means something else is going wrong. A comorbidity is another disease that's associated with something that you're trying to treat. Well, it turns out that if you have itchiness, you tend to have other things wrong with you too. In this study that was published in the journal Dermatology and printed in the August 9th edition, was done on 2 million adults, 2,006,003 adults, by a German health insurance company. These adults were aged 18 years or older. Well, guess what? Adults with prurigo and pruritus more frequently experience hypertension, hyperlipidemia, that means high levels of blood fats, and depression. No kidding, because it's all together. And, of course, if you go to a skincare professional, you'll get an anti-itch cream, which may help you temporarily, but it's not going to help you with the problem, which is toxicity in the body. Itchiness is a sign of immune activation. That's the most important thing about the skin. It's not only part of the body, it's part of the immune system, which makes perfect sense, of course, because it's a barrier. The immune system is a defensive system. If you have a skin problem, you probably have a defensive problem, given that the skin is a defensive structure. That means you got to work on the defensive system, and whenever you're working on the defensive system, the first thing you do is you work on the offense. You work on the offending agent. If you have a defensive response, you got an offending agent. If you want to get rid of the defensive response, you got to get rid of the offending agent. How do offending agents get into the body? I know I've said this a million times before, but it bears repeating. How do you get rid of offending agents in the body? Well, for the most part, they're coming in through the mouth. That means you work on food. You eliminate you eliminate problem foods, and you work on digestive health issues. Along the same lines, from the journal Dermatology as well. This was from August 21st, actually. It's from last week. I talked about, a couple weeks ago, I talked about my friend who had a condition called granuloma annulare. Granuloma is a welt. It's like a growth on your skin. A granuloma is an immune reaction. It's one of the ways the immune system handles toxicity. And annulare means it's in a circle. Granuloma annularis occur as circles. They look like kind of welts on the skin that are circular in nature. They can be flatter or they can be raised. But nonetheless, whenever you have a growth a welt, something on the skin that doesn't belong there, you're looking at an immune problem. Well, guess what? Comorbidities associated with granuloma annularis. She called me up, just to refresh your memory, if you didn't hear me tell the story. She called me up. I hadn't talked to her in 20 years. She was one of my first patients when I started my pharmacy. Actually, almost 30 years ago, I met her. And she came into my pharmacy, and she became a client, and we developed a friendship. But I hadn't referred her for 20 years or so. She calls me up. She says, I have this condition, granuloma annularis, and nobody can help me. And I've been to all kinds of doctors, and nobody can help me. I said, look, if you have a growth, I told her what I'm telling you. You have something on the skin, you got an immune problem. Oh, but I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat any meat. I said, Maria, her name was Maria, vegetarians are at high risk for allergic reactions and defensive reactions and immune reactions on the skin because vegetables are loaded with immune activators. And she happened to be loving beans, which are especially loaded with immune activators. This is the kind of, you know, unawareness we have about how our bodies are put together. So I said, Maria, gluten intolerance and lectin intolerances are often associated with granulomas. Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't heard from her. I'm going to have to call her here. I'm sure if she did what I told her to do, which was lay off of gluten and problematic foods and identify them, it's going to get better, guaranteed. Not because I'm a miracle worker, but that's just because of the body, how the body works. So anyway, from the journal Dermatology, just published last week, comorbidities associated with granuloma annularis. The authors performed an analysis utilizing various cohort studies, just statistical mumbo-jumbo here. They identified 177 cases of granuloma annularis and compared the presence of comorbidities. And guess what? Patients with granuloma annularis had increasing risk of hyperlipidemia, changes in blood fats, and hypothyroidism. Well, hypothyroidism doesn't occur in a vacuum. Hypothyroidism is itself the result of hormonal changes and problems with the stress response. And all of that is linked to the digestive system because the thyroid regulates the digestive system and the digestive system regulates the thyroid. Guaranteed, 100%. 100.000%. My friend Maria is not only dealing with a digestive and food problem, she's also dealing with a hypothyroid issue. Guaranteed. And this is the kind of lack of understanding we have about the body's largest organ. She's been to multiple healthcare professionals, and nobody's has thought of linking changes in blood fats, digestive issues, changes in thyroid health, digestive issues, with her immune condition. But common sense, if you guys are just listening, and you're not a layperson, you don't need to be a medical professional. Just common sense tells you. You got an immune problem, you got an offensive problem. You got an offensive problem, let's get rid of the offending agent. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben Ari Hoffman. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about vaccine mandates with Ari Hoffman. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All the innocent civilians who died, and with the many men, women, and children who were terribly injured in this act of evil. This tragedy should never have taken place. It should never have happened. And it would not have happened if I were your president.
Former President Trump responds to the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal and suicide bombing attacks in Kabul Thursday. 13 U.S. service members were killed, and over 100 Afghan civilians trying to flee the country perished. Australians between 12 and 15 years of age have been approved to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine starting 13 September. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization approved its use Thursday. There are 1.2 million in that age group across Australia. The Supreme Court blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling on Thursday. The High Court said Congress should have been involved. USA Radio News.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
As the Pentagon is drawing up plans to retaliate against ISIS-K and those responsible for killing 13 U.S. military personnel and nearly 100 Afghans via suicide bombs Thursday in Kabul, former National Security Advisor John Hanna tells Fox News the planning by President Biden is a disaster and what led to the carnage.
It is entirely true that the way this evacuation has been conducted is entirely reckless. When you depend on terrorists who use suicide bombers to protect your forces from other terrorists who use suicide bombers, the kind of tragedy that we got yesterday is almost inevitable. It is almost an entirely self-inflicted wound, and it is entirely traceable to the president's reckless plan for getting out of Afghanistan, including giving up that secure airfield in Bagram and deciding to stage this mass evacuation from an unsecure civilian airport smack dab in the middle of the city of 4 million people, every inch outside of that airport of which is controlled by the enemy, including, as we saw tragically yesterday, the perimeter.
Most NATO allies have ended their evacuation operations, including for their own civilians. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page with 11 years of archived information, as well as a search box that you can use if you want to look up a topic or review a topic or if you miss a program. It's all at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products up as well. Also my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and news stories and interviews, which we have up at criticalhealthnews.com. All our pages have the longevity products and the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. If you're in the longevity business, or even if you're not, I'll be doing a talk tonight at the Schultz Family Farm. And I'll be talking about nutritional supplementation. It's an organic farm. Farmer Glenn is a good friend of mine. He's been on the program before. The address is 10880 Oxford Road in Longmont, Colorado. Hope to see you there. That's tonight at 6 p.m. And today is the 27th of August, if you guys are listening in the future. The 27th of August, tonight, Friday, 6 p.m. at the Schultz Family Farm. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. As it turns out, when you heal the skin, you beautify it, and thus was born Truth Skin Health. TruthTreatments.com is our website, and you can check out our thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreview.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Truthtreatments.com got a 20% off special running until next Tuesday, the end of the month. All right, I am really stoked to talk to our guest today. He's been on before. Ari Hoffman is a political commentator. He's the associate editor and Seattle correspondent for the Post-Millennial and the host of the Ari Hoffman Show on 570 KVI in Seattle, Washington. He's a small business owner. He's a former politician. And he has got an interesting take on one of my favorite topics, which I don't talk about too much just because of the political ramifications, vaccines and vaccine mandates. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Ari Hoffman. Hey, Ari.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Nice to talk to you again. So vaccine mandates. First of all, before you can get into that, are you afraid or concerned that you, being a spokesperson for anti-establishment or anti-mainstream views, that you there may be some ramifications for you?
I've gotten anti-Semitic death threats before, so nothing I can't handle.
Okay. You're not worried? How about just like government kinds of ramifications?
You know, the government in Washington State has so vastly overstepped their bounds. I just found this out 5 minutes before I came on air today, that with regard to public school boards, Governor Jay Inslee is now threatening board members' personal finances in a letter written if they don't wear masks at board meetings. I don't know how that's constitutional. And luckily, we have a Supreme Court that right now, for the majority amount of time, seems to be doing the right thing. So I'm hopeful that we still have a constitutional republic that works that way.
Yeah, but in the meantime, these people are going to have their livelihood and their money and their ability to buy food, et cetera, compromised until the Supreme Court decides something. Why should we have to go through that?
Oh, I agree with you. We shouldn't have to do that at all. It's absolutely out of control. And my question is why more people aren't standing up.
Yes.
I am
exactly
shocked. Right. Yeah. I am shocked how many people just go along with this kind of stuff and say, well, you know what? It just, it's not worth the fight. And I say, at what point do you say it is worth the fight?
Yeah.
You know, a perfect example of something that happened here recently went viral this week. So a school in Washington State decided to start putting ankle tracking monitors on kids for COVID tracing.
No, come on. Come on. Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's already done deal? They're not just talking about it. They've already done it? They're already doing it?
Well, here's what happened. I'll give you the exact breakdown. So a mother got a text from her daughter that said, hey, you know, this is a problem. And then all of a sudden she didn't hear from her daughter anymore. So she assumed the kid was playing in volleyball practice. She called the school. Nobody answered, or she couldn't get the answer she needed. So she drove down to the school. And, yeah, they had ankle bracelets on the kids. And apparently they had meetings which some parents knew about, other parents didn't know about. And as a result, she never signed a consent form for any of this. So they were putting ankle bracelets on the kids. They were doing it for the soccer team. They were doing it for the volleyball team. They were doing it for the football team. And the other night they had a parent meeting, and they had a meeting with the school board. And now, mind you, the school board wasn't the one that decided this. The superintendent and athletic director decided to take this on their own.
Oh, my God.
And the school board was actually opposed to this. But what happened was they had a meeting, and the entire football team, except for one kid, the entire football team came down there and said, you know what, we just want to play. Just let us play. We'll do whatever. And unfortunately, that seems to be the new go-along, get-along policy. But one kid didn't, and that one kid is off the team now.
Wow. What's what? And that'll teach all the other kids a lesson right there. What's is this Seattle? Is this a district in Seattle?
No, this is in Eatonville, which is about an hour and a half south of Seattle. And one of the reasons I think they picked this place is I did some public disclosure requests. I'm waiting to hear back. I don't know this for sure. This is a theory at this point. But I wonder if this was a pilot program for the rest of the state. I wonder if this was a pilot program that, hey, we'll try it with the sports kids, and then we'll do it in the classroom.
Wow, that is unbelievable. And I think your point, and I'll ask this myself many times, you know, governments do what governments do. They're run by, they're built for control. That's what they do. They control things. The word govern means to control. It's like a French word that means control the water that's coming out of a spigot. So the very nature of government is to control. But the question is what you ask, and that's a really important question. It's the people. It's like a Stockholm syndrome kind of thing where people love their captors. What's up with that? How is it that we've been so dumbed down and so controlled or so defanged that we believe we don't have any power?
You ever see the movie Idiocracy?
Oh yeah, one of my favorites. Absolutely.
People know they have the power. And I'll prove this to you right now. So January 6th, terrible as horrible as it was, majority of people had no idea that the Vice President of the United States couldn't overturn an election. Majority of people had no idea how that actually works.
Mm-hmm.
And they were shocked to find out that they couldn't. They're shocked to find out that the next president of the United States is not going to be Ivanka Trump. I mean, people just don't know these things because what do you expect? They got a public school education.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's good public schools in this country, but there's also a lot of bad public schools in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that upsets me so much is the GOP constantly saying, we got to reopen the schools, we got to reopen the schools, we got to reopen the schools, and then say, well, we hate critical race theory. Well, you knew you had these kind of problems long before critical mm-hmm. race theory was even a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So why haven't they been advocating for vouchers and charter schools and other options? Instead, they're saying we want to go back to the public schools.
So this seems to me like this has been in place, this dumbing down has been in place for generations. The public school system is like turn of the 20th century kind of thing, and even before, if you want to go back into history, it goes back to Prussia. But is it too late? Is it like baked into the cake, so to speak, and there's nothing people can do because we are so dumbed down?
Well, I think the problem is that people missed their opportunity. You had an entire year of these things being shut down. Nobody did anything about it. And now, you know, I mean, they're trying to get everybody back into school because they know that people are starting to talk about this. They know how many people have dropped out of the public school system. And the reason that these school districts are so eager to get everybody back, meanwhile, some of the teachers' unions still don't get it, because these school districts know that their money is tied to federal funding. So if the kids don't come, they don't get the federal funding.
Mm.
But they also know that the more kids that leave, the less power they have over the public because they'll get a decent education.
So what's the bottom line here? Are we doomed, or is there something that people can do?
I wish I knew. If I knew, I wouldn't have to do radio care.
That's not very reassuring. That's not very reassuring, Ari.
No, and I wish I could tell you something reassuring, but really, they say all the time, education is a silver bullet. Unless people get educated, they're just not going to know what's going on, not be able to stand up against any of it.
Hang on to that thought. I want to bring that idiocracy back into the. I want to start talking about that, and also I want to talk about this whole political thing. I don't really think it's political, Ari. I think it's like trans-political in a way. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Ari Hoffman is with us, host of the Ari Hoffman Show. We'll be back with more of Ari right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Ari Hoffman of the Ari Hoffman Show, political commentator, and right in tune with what we talk about here on the Bright Side. We're talking about vaccine mandates. So, Ari, first of all, Idiocracy. It seems to me like one of the main, and one of my all-time favorite movies, by the way, just really, and I think we are in Idiocracy. I don't think it's the future, even though, you know, it purports to be hundreds of years in the future. I think we're in it right now. One of the ideas is the idea of bread and circuses, how people are distracted from what's really happening in the world by football games and reality TV and celebrity culture, etc. Talk to us a little bit about the idea of bread and circuses and distraction, how it serves the powers that be, and what we can do about it as individuals.
Well, it's got electrolytes, don't you know? I mean, it's got electrolytes. Bronto. So Bronto's best because it's got electrolytes.
That is awesome.
It's got what plants crave.
Right.
That's exactly what we're talking about here, is that the average person has no idea. You ask the average person how many members there are of Congress, how many people there are in the Senate, how the branches of government work.
Yeah.
The fact that the CDC thought they could get away with being a fourth branch of government with this eviction moratorium, that the Supreme Court had to step in and say, you don't get to do that. The fact that it even had to go that far is beyond ridiculous. Most people who are yelling about it on social media, by the way, are upset that it got struck down, yelling about, oh, well, it's conservative justices and we need to pack the court. They don't get how this works. They don't get that those three liberal judges, if you read their opinion, which I did last night, I can't believe how late I stayed up reading that junk. That wasn't a legal opinion. That was a, this is how we feel. There was no legality in that whatsoever. Nothing they cited was legal. So people do not understand how their own government works. They don't know what rights they have and what rights are being taken away.
It's like the nature of civics. Like, I remember when I was in high school and even elementary school, we had to study how government worked. We don't do that anymore.
So you're going to like this story. A friend of mine had a party over at their house in 2018 BC, before coronavirus. And we're hanging out at their house, and one friend of mine was studying for their American citizenship exam. And the other friend of mine was a teacher in a Seattle public high school.
Oh, my God.
And we decided to have some fun because I noticed the book was sitting around they were studying from. And I said, hey, let's do a little, you know, trivia contest. Let's see who's going to win. It wasn't even close, but the person studying for their citizenship wiped the floor with the public school teacher. Wasn't even close.
Wow.
And this was basic. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen the citizenship exam.
Uh-uh.
These are not hard questions. But I just did the civics part because the other person teaches civics. And then at the end, they've actually invited me into their classroom to speak before. And I've been in their classroom. And the stuff they're teaching isn't civics. It's feel good. Whose book do we want to read today that pushes social justice?
Wow. So what's a good book for people who are listening if they want to really just get the basics of how government works? Do you have any resources like that?
Well, no, but you know the most amazing thing is it's actually all on the U.S. government websites.
That is true. Yeah, that's right.
You could actually go right to them, but it's a little complicated there. So if we're looking at actual textbooks, no, I can't recommend one. I really just can't. Because for me, I mean, the textbooks I read as a kid, some of them are still in use now, and I couldn't believe how much other inaccurate information was inside of them. That's the problem. I mean, this is what the school districts do. They control these kinds of things. Now, you just got to crack these puppies up. You got to do your own research. And people say, well, this isn't a trusted source, and that isn't a trusted source. I got slapped by PolitiFact today on the story I did about the ankle monitors. They didn't like
so what did they say?
They called it half true.
So what was the half lie? What was the half
what they said was the original headline when I was originally told the story by the parents was their unvaccinated children had to wear ankle monitors, which is true. That's what happened. Now, it turns out that the vaccinated children were also forced to wear the ankle monitors.
Oh, my gosh.
So now PolitiFact is calling the story fake news because the original headline, before we updated it, said unvaccinated students forced to wear ankle bracelets, which they were. So something untrue about that.
So all of this fake news and violate community standards, and you're a terrorist if you have opposite opinions. How do people wade through it all? Like, is there a way to cut Gordian knot style, cut through everything, and just get to the bottom line, or get to some place where people have some control over their lives?
A recent study showed that out of all the cable news channels, 22% of it is actually news. So basically, you're going to have whatever I agree on, whatever I say, and Rachel Maddow says the same thing, that's actual fact. The rest of it is all opinion. But most people don't have the time of day to listen to all that kind of garbage. And people are going to shape their own opinions. You go on your iPhone, your Android, or whatever, you're going to pick the news sources you want. And Apple's going to keep suggesting to you the news sources they want, but eventually you're going to find a way to shut that down. You're going to say, no, these are the apps. This is where I want to get my news. And people are going to have it that way because people distrust the mainstream media so much. The mainstream media has created a desire for people to go find it wherever they can find it, and they're going to find whatever fits their own narrative.
Do you think if you had to do percentages, people who support the control paradigm, and by people I mean citizens as well as the controllers, and those who resent it or who smell a rat or who are somehow suspicious of it, what percentage would you do?
I think that the country has been conditioned that now the majority, slight majority, thinks that it's okay to go along with all this kind of stuff. I want you to think that back in the day, it was, don't say those words on the phone, the government's listening. And now you say, hey, government spy, order me a pizza. I mean, that's how things have changed so much.
So
people are just used to it now. They go, yeah, you know what, I surrender all this in my terms and conditions. What do I care? They have my data anyway. The government's listening anyway. I don't care.
What was your, I think your, last time when we spoke, I think you said you were in your 40s. So I always thought that people who are politically aware formed the basis of their political awareness at a point in their lives as compared to a historical event. So there was a historical event at a certain time in my life, Watergate, and that kind of shaped how I look at the world politically. How about you? What was yours?
Well, for me, it was 9/11. I mean, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and I remember when I was registering to vote, I said, well, I was talking to a girl I was hanging out with at the time, and I said, I don't know which party to register for. This was in New York when you had to do these kind of things. And she said, well, all Jews are Democrats. I'm like, cool, all right, all Jews are Democrats. So I registered Democrat. I didn't know what a Democrat or Republican was, and it killed my father because he worked on Reagan's campaign. So what happened was 9/11 happened. And I remember saying, I remember any liberalism shred that was left in me, even though I didn't know what that was at the time, was gone. And it became, no, we have to stop these people. And I remember being on Columbia University campus the week after 9/11, and you could still smell the burning flesh, burning metal, everything in the air of Manhattan, no matter where you went. And I remember people were there protesting the war in Afghanistan that hadn't started yet, saying, no, we shouldn't be doing this. Now, those people probably grew up. And, you know, I went to a different college, but I'm now a political commentator. You think some of those people aren't working for government?
Mm-hmm. That's how it goes. As you get older, things change. Do you think it's trans-political in the sense that it's not really a Democrat or Republican issue, but it's there's like some kind of puppet mastery that's going on at a higher level?
I don't know if I call it puppet mastery, but there's forces. I mean, let's just take capitalism for a second. One of the downsides of capitalism, even though I love capitalism, I support capitalism, and no way I want socialism, is that people are driven by the almighty dollar. Mm-hmm. If they're driven by the dollar, they're going to want to make more money. So a lot of the reason we made some dumb decisions is because of the drive for that. And I'll take that any day. I really will, given every other choice we could possibly have. But at the same time, yeah, I wouldn't call it shadow puppetry. I would call it more of there are people with their own desires, their own ambitions, their own drives that shape these policies. And sometimes people don't realize they are a pawn in somebody else's game. I mean, look at the U.S. service members right now. Joe Biden wanted to be able to stand up on 9/11 anniversary and say, I got everybody out of Afghanistan. That doesn't mean it was a smart or practical thing to do. And if you want to have a debate about whether or not we should have been there, you can have that debate. But at the same time, nobody thinks that the way he did it was the way to do it.
So what about when we talk about the whole political thing or the control thing, the puppetry thing? I mean, for lack of a better term, that's what I think of. Where does organizations like the World Health Organization or the World Economic Forum that seem to have such a big impact on national policies, where do they fit into the equation?
Well, let's just take somebody like Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci wants to be relevant for as long as possible. For you and me, 2019, 2020 may have been some of the worst years of our lives. And for a lot of Americans who weren't getting paid, whatever the case may be, for Fauci, it was a great year. He got to hang out with celebrities. He got to throw out the first pitch badly at a national baseball game. All these kind of things he got to do. So he is motivated to stay relevant as long as possible. And a lot of people say, well, his, you know, science changes. No, this isn't science. Nothing he's done is science. It's how can he stay relevant?
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much more to talk about, Ari. Hopefully you'll come back on. I really appreciate it. Ari Hoffman, 570 KVI in Seattle, Washington, The Ari Hoffman Show. What's your website, Ari?
Oh, you can find me at KVI.com and thepostmillennial.com.
Awesome. Thanks for being on the bright side. Ari Hoffman.
My pleasure, anytime.
Take care, buddy. Associate editor and Seattle correspondent for the Postmillennial, host of The Ari Hoffman Show on 570 KVI in Seattle, Washington. And that is all the time we have for today on the bright side. Thank you for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Hope to see you at Farmer Glenn's tonight, 6 p.m., 10880 Oxford Road. And we'll talk to y'all later, folks. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. Bye for now.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.